Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. You know, in looking at here in Wisconsin and looking at this Gableman fake sort of quasi-cyber ninja type of review at taxpayer expense. Talked about it a bit on this show. There's one thing that a lot of people forget, how it started, and I'm going to give you that full history and context. Back in the late spring, there was a Republican state convention, just like there's a Democratic state convention, held in various places around the state. It rotates. Well, Trump issued a statement on the night of that convention, I think it was back in early June, criticizing Robin Voss by name and other Republican leaders for not investigating the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Trump put that out. Donald Trump naming Voss and attacking Republican leaders. They were so scared. And I had forgotten this. This is unbelievable. The Senate president in Wisconsin, Republican gerrymandered district is what he has. We had a great candidate against him, came very close, even a gerrymandered district. The Senate president, Chris Kapinga, wrote a 2-page letter to Trump. And here is a quotation from it. Quote, "I feel I need to respond, even though you will likely never hear of it, as the power of your pen to mine is like Thor's hammer to a bobby pin. I am wearing Trump socks." This is what he said. This is what the president said. Now, look, enough with the metaphors, Republicans. You don't know what a metaphor is. A metaphor, all right, let me boil that down for you. What it says is, yours is bigger than mine, and I wear lingerie with your picture on it, okay? That's what Kapinga is saying, trying to suck up to Trump the way Trump sucks up to Putin. Trump says the same thing to Putin. What is it that induces these people to suck up in such an unmanly fashion? That is unbelievable. Unbelievable, Kapinga. You disgraced yourself. You disgraced Wisconsin. Now, Trump is sucking up to Putin because he's being bribed and blackmailed. Putin funded Russian autocrats, that means Putin, he's the organized crime boss over there, funded Trump's businesses for a long time because Trump had cheated so many banks in this country that they weren't dumb, you know, after this sixth bankruptcy, and it wasn't personal bankruptcy. Somehow he snuck out of all that, of any guarantees. Things don't go well. He pulls the plug and leaves the creditors of the bag. They wouldn't give him any more money. Well, the Ruskies did. And as a result, they got to push deeper into Ukraine, start to break up NATO and EU. And if Joe Biden hadn't been elected, they would have succeeded. Trump had said he may pull us out of NATO. I don't know if you remember that. Okay. Well, there's also the Steele dossier. Very credible in my view. I believe them. Discussions all around Europe that Trump was videotaped in a Moscow hotel room with prostitutes engaging in coprophile perverted conduct. Okay. Well, that's Trump and Putin, but why is Kapinga? Why are Voss and Kapinga so servile and Kapinga so weirdly servile to write a letter that says, quote, "I feel I need to respond even though you will likely never hear of it, as the power of your pen to mine is like Thor's hammer to a bobby pin." That's just very strange for one guy to write to another guy, okay? And then he goes, "I am wearing Trump socks." Oh, really? Okay. What else are you wearing? Look, I don't care what you're wearing, you idiot. You think fighting Bob La Follette would have written that to anybody? What's going on here? What is going on? Why are they so servile. And then the very next day after Voss was called out, he hired Gableman, and Gableman signed the contract that day. And they initially lied and said that he'd only get 44 grand and there'd be four cops and they get $9,000 each. Now they come out and say, well, he'll get 680 grand, but that's flexible. You know what was flexible 10 years ago? When they gerrymandered, they said it wouldn't be very expensive at taxpayer expense, and it costs several million dollars of your money. There are very few, if any, people, I doubt anybody listening to the show has paid several million in state taxes, okay? And right now, 680 grand for this, because Trump insulted the manhood of Voss and Kapenga, and then they knelt down and licked his shoes in response. Hey, this isn't right. This is flat out not right. This is not Wisconsin. It is not our culture. The Gableman so-called investigation is a fraud. It is a fraud done simply in response to threats by Trump, because they think that if Trump goes out and says, don't vote for Voss and Kapenga, Kapenga would then lose because he darn near lost last time, even in a gerrymandered district. Voss is so gerrymandered. Foxconn is in Voss's district, Mount Pleasant. He'll have plenty of money. He'll have plenty of money. Sticks up for Foxconn, sticks up for Trump. But I'll tell you what, he'll go around the state, and the 30 or 40% of the Trump base in the Republican Party will repudiate him. So there you have it. The power of your pen to mine is like Thor's hammer to a bobby pin. I am wearing Trump socks. Give me gag. Gag, give me a break. Another break I need plenty of them. I'm telling you this, reviewing all this stuff. The Scarlett Johnson, campaign operative for Clayfish, Clayfish backing her, Scarlett Johnson, candidate, insurgent candidate in the Mequon-Thiensville school board recall. The four people that are attacking four incumbents are doing it over COVID restrictions and supposedly critical race theory. Critical race theory is not being taught in Mequon-Thiensville. Are you kidding me? Go to Mequon-Thiensville sometime. Are you kidding me? Well, this gal apparently one time, Scarlett Johnson, supported by Clayfish, who supported this. This is her statement. She said Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist group. She said that. Then she said, I don't much care about white supremacy. Words to that effect. Except when it comes to Planned Parenthood. And then on trans people, she said, quote, how many gay men want to date men with vaginas, end quote. And this is running for the school board? And Clayfish is supporting this? And the Republicans tell me, well, Clayfish is doing it to go so far right, she can't be hit from the right. Hey, I got news for you, Clayfish. The disgusting things that you back don't do you any good, because Trump just came out for Sean Duffy. Trump doesn't want you either, and not because he's offended by any of this language. He did worse than that in a Moscow hotel room. He did worse than Access Hollywood walks up to strangers and just grabs them. I mean, there's not an awful lot of lead up to this. He's doing it because he doesn't trust you, because basically you'll weasel around and would be a bad governor in his view. You'd be a bad governor in my view too, for different reasons. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Couple things. You know, everybody's criticizing Biden for not getting anything done, and he's not being like LBJ or FD or Franklin Roosevelt. I'll spit it out. First of all, Sam Rayburn and LBJ basically ran the country in the 50s, from what I've learned from older people and read. In other words, in the 60s, too, there was a huge majority for LBJ, and the same thing when Roosevelt was president. And now we're looking at, the math is about 48 in the Senate. I would say two of these people are Republicans, or don't know what they are at best. But then with the vote yesterday on Bannon, okay, we got 212 representatives that are Republicans. Nine of them voted in favor of, you know, going after the guy, which is right. So that means to me, today there are 203 members of the House of Representatives on the Republican side that will be driving illegally, because they're technically, they would be called legally blind. They never saw that. Right. They must be legally blind. That's the only way I can explain that, that those other 203 wouldn't, you know, come over and vote for this thing. That's the only way I can explain it.
Well, no, you nailed it. Just so everybody knows, when this committee voted to hold Bannon in contempt for blowing off the subpoena, for lying about executive privilege, even though the executive privilege by Constitution applies to the current president. That's Joe Biden. He decides what's released. It has to be passed by the whole Congress. House of Representatives passed it 229-202. 9 Republicans joined the Democrats. 7 of them also had voted to impeach Trump over the insurrection. But McCarthy and Scalise and the leadership opposed it. And that's a sad fact. The sad fact is the Republican Party is in a shell. It's in an insurrectionist shell. And yet these are the same people that the Capitol Police were protecting. And yet they voted against commending the Capitol Police, who saved their worthless behinds. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.